The Golden State Warriors topped LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers on Tuesday to claim their first NBA title in 40 years. The four-decade wait must have felt especially long for Golden State fan Gary Liss. As the Warriors season ticket holder of longest standing, he sat through thousands of games, most of them losses. On Friday, the day of the Warriors' victory parade, I spoke with Gary Liss and the Wall Street Journal's Ben Cohen, who has written about the Warriors' most loyal fan. I started by asking Gary why, in 1962, the year the Philadelphia Warriors moved to San Francisco, he decided at the age of 19 to buy a season ticket.
Well, someone told me I can go watch the Warriors, and they put me in the front row. In those days, it was just a few dollars, and I went, and I enjoyed it. And someone said, you can have this as a season ticket, and I'm a big basketball fan then, and so I did it, and I've been there ever since.
Ben, the Warriors did win the championship back in 1975. Things went downhill for the franchise after that, right?
Things were not very good for the Warriors. In fact, you know, even between 1975 and 1995, things weren't good. Between 1995 and 2006, the team didn't make the playoffs for a single season, which is the second longest playoff drought in the history of the NBA, behind only the Los Angeles Clippers. And let's be honest, this is the Clippers. I'm not even sure that they count in terms of bad NBA streaks. So things were not very good for Golden State.
Gary, during that exceptional stretch of futility between 95 and 2006, did you ever consider maybe not renewing your season tickets?
No, never. It was a long drought, but, you know, something. I got to see great basketball and great athletes, and had a good seat, and I enjoyed it. And as I've told Ben, every game I go to start 0-0, so you always have a chance.
Gary, you missed some games this winter while you recovered from pneumonia. Was it hard being away from Oracle Arena?
Well, I was pretty sick, so, yeah, it was hard to not go. But I watched every game on TV, never missed a game.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoyed on TV. I couldn't go out until the bitter end.
Well, of course, you got back for Games 2 and Games 5 of the Finals. What was that like?
Fabulous. It was. It's a different thing when they get to the championship. Very, very noisy. You pretty much have to stand up the whole game, which I wasn't used to. But I enjoyed it, and it was fabulous.
Ben, you watched Game 6 with Gary. What was it like to watch the NBA Finals with, as you write, the craziest, most loyal Bay Area fan?
Gary was incredibly calm, which I think that he would tell you. I didn't know if he was going to be fidgety or nervous or anxious, but as his wife Terry said, it was almost as if he was in shock when they won. I don't know, Gary, if that has worn off or if it has sunk in, as you said it might, but it almost felt as if they had won any other game and not their first NBA championship in 40 years.
Well, Gary, I'm confused now. Was Ben seeing you in shock, or was he simply seeing a supremely confident fan?
No, I was inside. I was very, very nervous, obviously. And I just kept it in. I think when Ben finally left, I kind of let it all out. And since then, I've let more out. And I think sitting here watching the parade, all I can tell you is I have a lot of tears in my eyes.
Well, that's lovely. So it sounds as if your life, to some extent, really has been fulfilled by this.
This is great. This is my team. I mean, I'm a sports fan. I watch everybody, all kinds of sports, but this is my favorite one and the one I go to. And to me, I'm looking at the best athletes in the world.
Gary Liss has been a Warriors season ticket holder since 1962. Gary, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Ben Cohen is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. You can link to his story for this Warriors season ticket holder. The 40-year wait for an NBA title is over at our website, onlyagame.org. Ben, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure.